It's just coming out for 2 o'clock on day 23, Sunday the 8th of June. I've just got about 15 kilometres to go now to get to Fitzroy Crossing, my target for the day. In relative terms, I've had a pretty easy run today. There's been what was a slight following breeze at breakfast time has turned into a stronger wind as the day has progressed, although in some places it's been across rather than behind. And the road's been relatively flat, a few long slow climbs, but when you've got the wind behind you, they're not such a big deal. The road sort of stepped down a bit more from the Kimberley Plateau through a pretty sort of cliff, red cliff area, something wall, I can't remember what it's called now. And then since then it's been on a big flat plain with the usual scrub, trees, wandering cattle. A lot of tourists on the road. Quite a long section of roadworks, although they were mainly working on the verge, so didn't really bother me, but it had all the traffic slowed down to 60 kilometres an hour for about 20 kilometres, which is fine. All the workmen giving me a wave. We're working on a Sunday, presumably some kind of shift arrangement. I guess it's fairly remote out here, they probably don't go home every day anyway. It's got quite warm as I've got close to Fitzroy Crossing. It's now probably close to the 28 forecast. With the wind behind you, it feels a bit warmer than that. I could go on a bit further, but there's no towns to stop at. Or roadhouses. The next one after Fitzroy Crossing is about 230k or something. So I wouldn't get there tonight. I could go on another 50 or 60k and camp, but I'd sooner have the bed tonight and get up at midnight and get an early start and do a long day tomorrow and get to my target, Roeburn Plains, or was it Roebuck Plains Roadhouse, just near Broome. And then the road sort of turns south towards Perth. So long day tomorrow. I'm hoping the wind maintains this direction. It'll make it a little bit easier. I know from having ridden it last time, it is quite flat, but it's also quite exposed, so could be a warm day. There is one roadhouse between here and the destination, and I'll get there for a lunch, I think. I'll make an early start. Not much else to report. You see sticking out of the plain various sort of little mesas and rocky outcrops and so on that just break up the vastness a little bit. And you can see off to the right the higher ridge of the Kimberley Plateau. At Fitzroy Crossing, I think the road comes again close to the plateau. It doesn't actually go up there. You can do some good gorge trips into the Kimberley from Fitzroy Crossing. It's very much like Halls Creek. It's mainly an Aboriginal town, but lots of tourist things on offer as well. And there'll be, I know there's a resort that's a little bit out of town, and another facilities for tourists. I know there's also a couple of reasonable roadhouses in town, so I'm hoping to get something a bit better than the fish and chips I had for dinner last night from a pretty crummy little roadhouse. That's it for now.